My loves, welcome back to another episode, and I am very excited to talk about this one. So the title is Uncovering the Lies Keeping You Stuck in a Life You Didn't Choose. I mean, whoa, is that not deep? Uncovering the Lies Keeping You Stuck in a Life You Didn't Choose. Like, chills. Because before we wake up, we were all living a life that we didn't consciously choose. We just make choices and we follow rules set from society and we just do what we think we should be doing, right? Can you relate to that? If you have had a spiritual awakening, you'll know that you were a person, then you woke up and you were a different freaking person. So I have quite a few listed here of lies that, or themes for women today that have been put on us by society. And I'm breaking them down. So let's start with the first one. You're supposed to have it all figured out by a certain age. Like, come on. I mean, we're kind of expected to have it all figured out by the age of like 17, 18, when most people go to university. You're supposed to pick a subject and you're supposed to work that job. That's the expectation for the rest of your life. Like, people have shame for studying something at university and then changing their mind because they're a freaking teenager. And they hold shame for paying a lot of money and seeing it as wasting time studying a subject that no longer aligns with them. Like, come on. Like, I've said this before, no one has it figured out. People in their 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, no one has it figured out. We're all winging this. People pretend they have it figured out because that's what we believe we should portray, that we have our shit together, right? So, you know, tell me if you agree with this, that society pressures women to have a perfect life plan, but everyone's life journey is different. And you know, like, come on, you know, we have like a certain age that we're supposed to have done this, done that, get a job, meet the love of your life, settle down, have 2.5 children or whatever it is, buy a house, go on one holiday a year and stay in that relationship, whether that relationship is serving you or not. And what happens for a lot of women is they become financially dependent on the man. So then even if a woman meets someone, falls in love with them, starts a family with them and settles down with them, and, you know, they're bringing the children into the world, they're going through the pregnancy and then they give birth and then they look after the children. And then it's also kind of expected that the woman works, raises a child, cleans the house, and, you know, takes care of everything. And that's just like not how a lot of women want to live. And a lot of women are living like that and they're not happy. So a lie that you is keeping you stuck in a life that you didn't choose is pretending that you have it all figured out. We don't. Another lie that you didn't choose is, and this might not apply to you, but for a lot of people, that your worth is based on your relationship status. So breaking the belief that being single or divorced diminishes your value. You know, I work as a sort of transformational life coach. I help women with figuring out their purpose, what they're here to do, awakened women typically. I also do see some men, but mainly women. And it's women who are very sensitive, very introverted, very intuitive, very deep. And they realize, they wake up to the fact that they've been living a lie. And then they want to figure out how to fulfill this purpose, mission, dream, fantasy that they have of their life. And that takes a lot of courage, a lot of resilience, perseverance, strength. you've got to be cringe, especially if you're going to show up on social media. And yeah, people are going to judge you, and you're going to be different to other people. And a lot of people don't want to do that because it's scary, right? And we've just been so, like, I don't know if this is the word, but like domesticated, like human beings, we've become so like creature comforts. We like our routines. We like our comfort. We don't like for things to change too much. But yeah, when you wake up, like a lot of things change, to be honest with you. And a lot of the women that I will see, that I will have my sessions with, they're not happy in their relationships, or they've come out of a relationship and they feel bad because society deems them as half a person, or the crazy aunt, or, you know, a lot of women throughout history have been branded as crazy, but they're actually just awakened women who live life differently, wild women. They don't follow the rules. And they get rejected by society because society doesn't like what it doesn't know. So, yeah, I think that's a load of BS that women, that we're our worth is based on our relationship status when we are whole as we are. And the next one is, you can have it all without sacrificing anything. The myth of effortless balance between career, family, and personal fulfillment. I'm sorry, but that's just a lie. Some people say that, you know, oh, life is so easy and it's this and it's that. And yeah, you know what? I've been through periods in my life where things have been smooth and amazing. But when it's been time for me, when I've outgrown something, that has to collapse. That timeline, that old version of me has to collapse. And that's messy. And I'm not going to pretend that I'm okay when I'm not. That's authenticity. Another episode that I recorded on that. So I've read or had over 1,000 sessions with women. And I've been into the minds and the hearts and the souls of many women. A lot of people aren't happy. And the reason that a lot of us aren't happy is because we feel that we're stuck in a life that we didn't choose. And we don't realize that we have so much choice. And yeah, at first it might be uncomfortable. It's so worth it. Like a month, a week, a year, however long of a crumbling, a death and a rebirth, compared to 20, 30, 40, 50 years of living the same life, I know which one I would choose. So another lie is that women should always be nurturers and never put themselves first. I think that that is for more older generations now, generations above me. I think that now we really are becoming a lot more selfish in a good way and a bad way. But I know that it still runs through our bloodlines, our generational trauma that comes through, because they say generational trauma goes back 7 generations, if not more. And those women would have been, you know, it's only like the last like 100 years that we've had the right to vote and that we've become more equal in society. And I'll tell you why that is. I'll tell you why we weren't equal. That's because women are so fucking powerful. Whoops, that's my first swear word. Women are so powerful. And because we're so powerful, we are attacked constantly through the mainstream media, through like celebrity culture, of having to look a certain way, that women shouldn't age, that we have to have it all together. Martha Stewart, when her life behind the scenes was a complete mess, but to the outside world, she looked great. Like, no, that's like living in a prison. I'd rather be really good on the inside and my outside life look a mess to everyone, but I've still got my back. I still love myself. I still have empathy and compassion, and I'm supporting myself, and I still have a connection to God. I would take that over my life looking beautiful on the outside and me having what society deems an acceptable life when I'm miserable on the inside. Do you feel guilt about prioritizing yourself? Because even for me, I actually did. I really did. That's been a big part of being authentic, is like saying how I really feel, saying no to doing things that I don't want to do, not being around people who I don't feel completely lit up and inspired after spending time with them. That can come across as being rude or difficult or selfish. And it's like, I hear so many women talk badly about other women and say that they're bossy or they're rude or they're selfish. And it's like, oh, are they? Are they really? Because unless they're doing something terrible, I bet they're not. Next one. Do you have to stay in a relationship even when it's not serving you? That's a lie that we've been told. So challenging the stigma around leaving a long-term relationship for personal growth. How many people do that? People don't want to do that because they're afraid. What will other people think? What if I never meet someone else? What if this is the best that I'll ever get? There's billions of people on the planet. We have been so limited in our beliefs, that because the only thing that actually blocks us from being who we want to be is ourselves. But because we've been so conditioned to have such little self-worth and such lack mentality, that we think that we have to settle, and most people settle. They settle for their job, they settle for their friendship group, they settle for their relationship. They settle for how they're treated by other people. They just settle. And that causes disease. Because when you're not happy, when you're not fulfilled, it's like a plant. I'm literally referring to you as a plant. If you are a plant and you have been planted in the wrong environment, you're not going to thrive. But some people just see it out. They think they're taking one for the team. I'll just get on with it. I'll just see the positives. I'll stop complaining. No, I say to that. Another one. If you're not busy, you're wasting your potential. The toxic belief that rest and downtime are lazy and unproductive. Guys, we need time to rest. We're not human doings. We're human beings. We're meant to be. And this one gets to me because I was so hyper doing things. I've reached burnout in my life a couple of times, like really badly. Like I've been so burnt out that it's made me ill. It caused me to have really bad chronic gut issues and also bad mental health. I didn't know what it felt like or what it was like to just be present, to rest. Because I thought resting was being lazy. I thought I was being lazy. I thought I had to continuously do. Until it made me ill. That's often how we learn. A lot of the times how we learn is we go to a rock bottom. We realize that we didn't die. And then we say to ourselves, okay, I can't continue like this. And then we make changes. But it doesn't have to be like that. Okay, next one. Your looks are more important than your character. Another lie. Again, remember that a lot of this is on the outside, wearing a mask, a persona, and who we are deemed to be by society. A lot of the lies are, right? So I want to push back that on the idea that appearance defines your worth, especially in the age of social media. Oh, I remember, I'm going to be so honest right now. I remember there was a period of in my life, maybe like more than a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, where whenever I would do something, I was like, oh, I need to film it. I need to put it on social media. I need to share it. And I was like, Becky, you don't need to share everything. Some things are just for you. You don't need to share everything. Like, what are you doing? It was funny, actually. I'm not like that anymore. So next one, motherhood should be every woman's dream. So addressing the stigma around choosing not to have children or following non-traditional paths. Now, I have so many friends who have decided or believe that they don't want to have children. And I have so much respect for them. And the reason that I have so much respect for them is because they are going against society. I have so much respect for women who choose to go against society. I have so much respect for women and men, of course. I'm just specifically talking about women in this instance. Any person who decides to live a unconventional life, I think, yeah, it takes a lot of guts to go against what everyone else is doing. And I just have so much respect for those people. Okay, next point. You have to be nice all the time. Ugh. The expectation that women should always be agreeable and avoid confrontation. Like, that's probably one of the biggest things that I've been able to do now, is that I can have discussions, arguments. Like, I'm happy to have an argument. And I'm probably saying that wrong, because I don't want it to be an argument, but if it has to be an argument, then it has to be an argument. We can't just tiptoe around and not have arguments. Sometimes things need to be said. Sometimes we just need to get things off our chest. Sometimes we need to shout. Sometimes we need to hurt someone else's feelings to say something. As long as it's not coming from a bad place, as long as we're not trying to hurt anyone, sometimes voices need to be raised. And I'm not talking about screaming and shouting, but sometimes confrontation needs to happen. And I'm just sick of people not doing that. It's like, come on, let's not beat around the bush. That's such a British thing as well. Say how you feel. Just say it. We don't have to be nice all the time. It's not healthy to be nice all the time. We don't want to be nice anyway. You want to be a good person. You don't want to be a nice person. Nice people get walked all over. Nice people are not happy. Good people have to stand up for themselves and have to speak up. So, another point. Your career success means you're too intimidating. So, like, we need to break the belief that ambition and success make women less feminine or less lovable. Like, again, oh, there's just so much. It's crazy what society has done to us to make men and women against each other, but women and women against each other. You know, women who have more money are labeled a certain way. So it's like, oh, okay, so should I just be less than, so I'm more palatable, so that I'm not too confrontational? My energy is not too confrontational. Can I not be successful because that makes other people feel bad? It's bizarre. It's absolutely bizarre. Next point. You have to be everything for everyone all the time. The expectation that women juggle countless roles flawlessly without burnout. No, we're not doing that anymore. It's almost like it's got to a point now in consciousness where we are leaving the 3D, right, to go to the 5D. And I know that sounds so cheesy, but that's just because people don't understand what it means. The 3D is the physical. So what we are on the outside, that's deemed life, when actually it's really what we are on the inside, which can be termed as the 5D because it's non-physical. So as consciousness is shifting and we are being forced into our alignment and our authenticity, we're being forced to face our shadows and heal micro, macro, as a self, and then as an individual and as a collective, because everything's connected. We're just like like consciousness is just not putting up with us being everything for everyone all the time. You'll find that it's harder. You'll get ill. You'll just face constant challenges. And that is life, God, the universe putting you into alignment, saying, wake up. You're not happy with this. This is draining you. You keep thinking about how you don't want to do this anymore, but you're doing it every day. And the universe will force you into alignment one way or another. And the final one is that it is selfish to choose yourself. Society makes women feel guilty for saying no or prioritizing their needs. That's got to stop. I say no to that. I'm like, no. I'm prioritizing my needs because if I don't prioritize myself and you don't prioritize yourself, then we're just running around like headless chickens, causing a mess. I expect you to be your number one priority, and I expect me to be my number one priority. It's that simple, really. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Uncovering the Lies That Are Keeping You Stuck in a Life You Didn't Choose. Fascinating title. I like it. I like it a lot. I like this episode. I'll be interested to see the feedback, hear the feedback. So as always, subscribe. What's it on YouTube? Subscribe and on podcast, leave me a little review. Send me a DM. Follow me on social media. Let's connect. Lots of change is coming, so you'll be seeing a lot of new and different things in my life, and that's exciting. So yeah, come along on the ride with me. We are about 15 episodes in now to the podcast, and this is such a pleasure for me. I love doing this. I love talking about these things. For those of you who are into human design, I am a mental projector. So all of my energy points, I don't remember what they call them, are open apart from my ajna and my throat. So I'm here to speak what is on my mind. So podcast is perfect. I really enjoy this. I hope you enjoy it too. I'm getting the most amazing feedback. I'm having the most amazing sessions with my clients. If you want to book a session with me, please do so. You can book through the link in the notes. And yeah, I hope that this has helped you. And I'm sending you all of my love.